Listening Library presents Page, Book 2 of The Protector of the Small Quartet by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. 1. Page Kelladry. Autumn that year was warm. Heat lay in a blanket over the basin of the Oleron River, where the capital of Tortall covered the banks. No breath of air stirred the pennants and flags on their poles. The river itself was a band of glass, without a breeze anywhere to ruffle its shining surface. Traffic in the city moved as if the air was thick honey. No one with sense cared to rush. Behind the royal palace, 11-year-old Kelladry of Mindelin stared at the rising ground that led from the training yards to the pages' wing and decided that she had no sense. She felt as if she'd let people beat her with mallets all morning. Surely it was too hot for her to do as she normally did, run up that hill to reach her rooms and bathe. After all, she would be the only one to know if she walked today. Who would think this cursed harness could make such a difference, she wondered, reaching under her canvas practice coat to finger the broad leather straps. At some point during her first year as page, she had learned that second, third, and fourth year pages wore weighted harnesses, and that more weights were added every 4 months, but she had never considered it in terms of herself. Now she wished that she had donned something of the kind in the empty summer months, when she had made the daily trek to the palace to keep up her training. If she had, she wouldn't ache so much now. She wiped her sleeve over her forehead. "It's not even like you're carrying a lot of weight," she scolded herself. 8 little discs, maybe a kilo of lead. You trained last year and all summer with lead-weighted weapons just to build your strength. This can't be that different. But it was.